Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
And we're going straight to that news on Leo Varadkar and what is going to happen next. First, our reporter Barry Lennon is here to bring us up to speed. And Barry, unusually for Irish politics, this announcement, a very closely guarded secret.
Yeah, and word of a political earthquake spread throughout the morning. Then at 13 minutes past 12, Leo Varadkar emerged to a podium outside government buildings, flanked by his Fine Gael cabinet colleagues, to announce his resignation as party leader and Taoiseach.
My reasons for stepping down are both personal and political. I believe this government can be re-elected, and I believe my party, Fine Gael, can gain seats in the next Dáil. But after careful consideration and some soul-searching, I believe that a new Taoiseach and a new leader will be better placed than me to achieve that, to renew and strengthen the team, to focus our message and policies, to drive implementation. And after 7 years in office, I don't feel I'm the best person for that job anymore.
The youngest ever Taoiseach when first elected to the role in June 2017 at 38 years of age, the Dublin West TD's voice quivered as he reflected on his time in office.
On a personal level, I've enjoyed being Taoiseach, leader and a cabinet member since March 2011. I've learned so much about so many things, met so many people who I'd never got to meet, been to places I would never have seen, both home and abroad. And I am deeply grateful for it. And despite the challenges, would wholeheartedly recommend a career in politics to anyone who's considering it. However, politicians are human beings and we have our limitations. We give it everything until we can't anymore. And then we have to move on. I want to finish by thanking the people of Ireland for giving me the opportunity to serve them. And I promise I'll keep working for Ireland and my community in any way I can in the future.
So Barry, what has been the reaction in Fine Gael to this announcement and what happens now?
Yeah, widespread shock within Fine Gael, within government circles to this announcement earlier. One Fine Gael Oireachtas member was admitting that the outgoing Taoiseach Leo Varadkar wasn't universally popular, as he put it, that there was he was set for sharp criticism at the parliamentary party meeting perhaps later. There was no talk of a heave against his leadership, and that was the widespread feeling right across the Fine Gael parliamentary party as well. Widespread acceptance perhaps that the local elections mightn't go so well for Leo Varadkar, but remembering as well that he faced down his critics at the parliamentary party meetings on several occasions before. But how and ever, Leo Varadkar, who said he would resign from Taoiseach's office before the age of 50, his position as Fine Gael leader now up for grabs. Who might take over? The name on everyone's lips and the bookmaker's favourite is the Higher Education Minister Simon Harris. One TD saying that either Simon Coveney or Pascal Donoghue will throw their hat in the ring rather than both. Other names perhaps mentioned include Heather Humphreys and Helen McEntee, although those seem less likely, while perhaps outsiders or rabbits from the hat mentioned too include Peter Burke, one saying he may well do well with the grassroots in the vote, and Jennifer Carol McNeill and Hildegard Nocton, who hasn't ruled herself out of the race. Who picks the next Fine Gael leader? And this is perhaps where eyes will peel next. The Fine Gael National Executive Council will meet at 7:30 tonight to decide how the leadership contest will be picked. Meeting there will be Damien English, Martin Hayden, Regina Doherty and Sean Kine from the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, as well as Secretary General John Carroll and Willie Geraghty, the chairperson of that as well, and Alan Dillon, the chairperson of the Parliamentary Party meeting. An electoral college decides who is the next Fine Gael leader, with 65% of the votes in the college going to the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, which is 54 members at present, 25% to the ordinary Fine Gael members and 10% to Fine Gael local councillors. In 2017, Leo Varadkar won 70% of the vote for the Parliamentary Party meeting, while Simon Coveney won the majority of the ordinary members. How will the leadership contest go? We're expecting nominations, I'm told, from one place source to open within the the next 48 hours. They could close by as early as Sunday, and we're told to expect a short, sharp contest which will ultimately culminate on the 5th of April, the day before the Fine Gael Ardèche Galway on April 6th. There'll be three back-to-back days of hustings as well. The count on the Friday on April 5th, and the first duty of the new Fine Gael leader will be a live leader's address on RTÉ1 television on April 6th. That's the best laid plans
that
at present.
That is the plan indeed, Barry. But is it a done deal then under this plan that the next Fine Gael leader will automatically become Taoiseach?
Not so. Leo Varadkar's last act as Taoiseach in the Dáil to take leaders' questions, including from Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald and People Before Profits' Richard Boyd Barrett, who say the government should call a general election instead.
Another Fine Gael Taoiseach is not what people want. This government has now run out of steam and run out of road. So rather than limping on in a caretaker capacity, go to the Phoenix Park and ask Uachtaráin na hÉireann for a dissolution of the Dáil, and let's go to the people. They decide who leads.
How damning is it in one of the richest countries in the world that tens of our thousands of our young people now believe there is no future for them in this country? They have the right to decide who leads this country. Not Fine Gael, not Fine Gael. You've had your chance. Now let the people decide and give them a general election.
Barry, you've been bashing the phones there beside me in the office all afternoon. So what are the other coalition parties saying? And critically, what about the backbenchers within Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, so the government has a majority in the Dáil, so a mandate to pick the next leader and the next Taoiseach. But what of Fianna Fáil? Well, the party is holding a parliamentary party meeting at 6:30. Unusually, all ministers asked to be in attendance. And some questioning this evening, will Fianna Fáil vote for a second Fine Gael Taoiseach on April 9th? That's where the Dáil is due to sit again. Officially, the Tánaiste says yes, Micheál Martin, but some TDs going into that meeting tonight telling me nothing is certain. Why would we vote for another Fine Gael Taoiseach? Allow them get their ducks in the row for the next election, asked one well-respected backbencher. We've already done it once. Why do it twice? Bring on an election, they said. One senator, not usually known to ruffle feathers, queried, we signed up for one Fine Gael Taoiseach. We never envisaged signing up for two. What happened today wasn't in the best interest of the country. Another questioned whether perhaps it should be Micheál Martin the next Taoiseach on April 9th, that he has the mandate to do so, and that Fianna Fáil should call the shots here, that TD said. While another said a lot will depend on who Fine Gael pick as their next leader. Now others insist the deal is the deal and everything will go swimmingly, but another established figure finally told me how he thinks tonight's parliamentary party meeting will pass off without incident, but warned how TDs return to their constituents for the next 2 weeks for the Easter break, and after a fortnight of grassroots in their ears, the mood might be rather different on April 9th when the next Taoiseach is picked.
Well, Barry, you're off to make some more phone calls. We'll hear from you a little later in the programme, and thank you very much.
Before we finish this evening, government TDs are meeting in private right now at Leinster House after what can only be described as a seismic day, which heralded the departure of Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach. Barry Lenehan is back with me, and you've been doing the rounds, Barry, on the phones. What are people saying as to who'll replace Leo Varadkar, and then when will that process be completed?
Well, one person it won't be is the Fine Gael deputy leader, Simon Coveney. Here's what he said a few moments ago.
I made a decision quite some time ago that I wouldn't stand in another leadership contest. I had my chance and wasn't successful the last time. I think there's a lot of talent in the party. But look, as I say, I don't think we should be focusing on that today. I think we should focus on the role that Leo Varadkar has played in public life in Ireland, which is significant.
Simon Coveney there ruling himself out as the next leader of Fine Gael there, talking to RTÉ a few moments ago. Now the name predictably on the name of everyone's lips from now is Simon Harris, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, a councillor at 22, a TD at 24. He would surpass Leo Varadkar as the youngest ever TD Taoiseach should he assume that role. Will it be a contest or a coronation? Well, one minister telling me, saying a Fine Gael minister Minister saying the feeling he's getting is that it needs to be a contest to dominate the news over 2 weeks over Easter, that it would be mad not to have a contest for Fine Gael. So where do the eyes fall if there is a contest? Well, Pascal Donoghue, of course, the Public Expenditure Minister, some feel he may not want the job, his declarations or his interests not fully known. Others within Fine Gael feel that Simon Harris perhaps may not be palatable to rural voters or the more rural wing of the party. Of course, that was a criticism of Leo Varadkar as well, and others pointing therefore towards Heather Humphreys, the Rural Affairs Minister, the Social Protection Minister, who divvied out much funding in those roles, and also Peter Burke as well, the Minister for European Affairs. What happens now? The Executive Council of Fine Gael meets at 7:30 to set the rules for the leadership contest, which will conclude in time for the Fine Gael Ard Fheis on April 6th. The new Taoiseach could then be elected by the Dáil on April 9th. As we've discussed already, an electoral college decides who will be the next Fine Gael leader, with 65% of the votes weighted towards the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. I'm told that nominations are expected to open in the next day or so and close in time for the Midlands Northwest European Election Selection Convention on Sunday, to have a big event for that. But one Fine Gael grandee telling me, ruling himself out as the next leader of Fine Gael, but saying, "I'd rather be Pope at first," showing you the task ahead of the next leader of Fine Gael and potentially the next Taoiseach.
Is there any white smoke then from Fianna Fáil, the old Fine Gael foe, and now they're coalition partners?
Well, they're under pressure at the moment as well, because all the opposition parties, of course, calling for an election, including Sinn Féin, whose leader Mary Lou MacDonald we can hear now.
I suppose the bottom line now is the Taoiseach outgoing by resigning as Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael has essentially called time on this government. And as I said earlier, the only logical conclusion of this is that we go to a general election.
So that's what Mary Lou MacDonald is saying. Those within Fianna Fáil, one party, perhaps loyal, one party member or a Oireachtas member loyal to the leadership, saying the government needs to come out and make it clear that it's going to run the course here. Others, as we touched upon earlier, they're quite discontent with this situation. The Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting as we speak, so their ears burning within that room. They're saying that Micheál Martin, perhaps could he assume the role of Taoiseach, and that perhaps that Fine Gael shouldn't be allowed to change leaders, change jockeys mid-race, a week on from Cheltenham, if you will, and have the whip hand in calling the next general election. So all eyes on what may happen within Fianna Fáil.
Is there going to be a steward's inquiry then, in terms of speculation as to the real reason, quote unquote, as to why Leo Varadkar resigned? He mentioned this himself in terms of speculation, didn't he?
Lots of shock, surprise within Fine Gael, and indeed it was noted on the faces of those around him when he made that shock announcement just after 12 o'clock today. One minister who will be loyal to him telling me that the timing perhaps is right to do it now. The local elections, if Fine Gael have what they hold, they got around 24% of the first preference vote last time, that would be a good day, and perhaps now was the time to look at it. Others, the press corps who were in Washington with them, saying that the writing was on the wall, that there was a dinner at Blair House in Washington with 30 of his most trusted advisors and confidants last Friday. But another saying, speaking to the Taoiseach and looking at his speech earlier on, that perhaps Mr. Varadkar had become simply worn down from the job, or had fallen out of love with the job over recent times, and that they were surprised perhaps at how self-deprecating he was in his speech, saying people will decide and may have their own critiques of his time in office, and perhaps simply that the criticism from others had become too much, which is of course a point which has dominated political discourse this week, following of course the decision from Kieran Cannon as well to not stand in the next election.
Okay, Barry Lennon, thank you very much indeed.